But first, our usual fare for this weekly edition, a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, plus a feature about Sydney Bates, who was awarded the Victoria Cross. Today we welcome new listeners, Pearl Gooch of Necton and Margaret Grove of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening.
Let's start with some news. We can make no apology for a sports item as our first news item, as Norwich City sack their manager, Alex Neil. There is also a controversial proposal for a 25-storey residential block in the place of the old Anglia Square, whilst the 225th anniversary of Startright Shoes is celebrated with the revamp of their headquarters. First, that football news, however. Fans and pundits have reacted with shock after Norwich City fired manager Alex Neil, just hours after the Scot gave a press conference in which he outlined his summer plans for the club. But the overriding message from supporters and observers was that the Canaries board had made the right decision. The board said the decision was tough but unanimous. They also revealed they will be announcing a new structure for the club. Championship side City, eighth in the table, have struggled to maintain their playoff push with a run of five games without a win, piling pressure on Neil's leadership. A number of potential candidates have already been touted as replacements for Neil, with both Gary Rowlett and Steve Cotterill reported to be interested in the job. Another possible name in the frame is former England manager Roy Hodgson, who is a close friend of City majority shareholders Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones. First team coach Alan Irvine will take charge of the City team for the championship game against Blackburn. Former Burton Albion and Birmingham City boss Rowlett was the most popular choice by Canaries fans in a poll by this newspaper. But many fans are uncertain about the future.
A 25-storey tower block could emerge from the rubble after Norwich's Anglia Square complex is demolished, as further details of a proposed regeneration scheme for more than 1,000 homes have been revealed. The site, which includes vacant former office building Sovereign House, the condemned multi-storey car park fronting Edward Street, and Surrey Chapel Free Church, would be transformed in a bid to attract new shops and restaurants to the area. With up to 1,350 homes planned, mainly one and two bed flats, there is scope for around 250 apartments to be given over to form a new hotel or student accommodation, reducing the number of private homes to 1,100. Up to 15,000 square metres of retail space would be included, with space for a new cinema complex on ground level to replace the existing Hollywood cinema. Given the scale of the development, it would take years to complete and has to come forward in phases, with the first to include the new multi-storey car park and tower block to the west. The 25-storey tower would reach more than twice the height of Westlegate Tower in the city centre, or the Heartsease Towers, which peak at 11 storeys. Neighbouring buildings would be rised to between 2 and 14 storeys, and John Litster, Secretary of Civic the civic watchdog of the Norwich Society, said the tower has absolutely no place in the city. The skyline of Norwich is dominated by the cathedral, and that rightly so. This would change all that. We objected to 13 stories at All Saints Green because it should come down to the rest of the city line.
Work has begun on a revamp of Startright Shoes Norwich headquarters into a state-of-the-art design facility as the company marks its 225th anniversary. The plans form part of Chief Executive Ian Watson's vision to update the brand and move it into a new era, having become the first boss to be appointed from without the company's founding family. The new-look open-plan offices for the children's shoemaker will house 80 employees, with the aim of encouraging working between teams, while the reception area and showroom will also be refurbished, Mr. Watson, who took the helm last summer, said, "We are writing the next chapter in our history and are committed to making that here in the UK. My past experience has shown me that the building has a fundamental impact on employee productivity. Part of the plan was to market the range of school shoes internationally, targeting areas such as Dubai, Singapore, and locations with large expat communities, as well as updating the company's offering at home. Startright made international headlines in 2014 when Prince George wore the company's shoes for his first official Christmas pictures, leading to a tenfold increase in demand for the £36 buckled shoes."
A new diagnostic and day case centre, which is part of a crucial hospital expansion, could be built within 30 months after bosses gave initial plans the go-ahead. In an internal message to staff, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Chief Mark Davis said a business case for the planned ambulatory care and diagnostic centre would go before the NNN Trust's board in autumn. The new centre, with an estimated £40 million to £60 million price tag, is seen as vital to Norfolk and Norwich's ability to meet the future demand from patients. Meanwhile, it also emerged that the NNN Trust hopes to make £30 million of efficiency savings in 2017-18. In his update, Mr. Davis said of the Daycase Centre, "The good news on this project is that the board has just given the go-ahead to progress this and appoint the design team, which is essential for a project of this scale."
A new tenant for the former BHS premises in Norwich could be announced by Easter, bringing back into use one of the city's biggest retail units. The former department store site in St Stephen Street has been empty since last August, when the troubled chain closed its doors for good, leaving 11,000 staff out of work. But a deal to secure a new tenant could be finalised within weeks, according to a property agent involved in the deal. Adrian Fennell, a partner at Roche Chartered Surveyors, said discussions were progressing and completion was pretty close on the 45,000 square foot premises, which are some of the largest in Norwich. Since the shop was vacated last August following a closing down sale in which the fixtures and fitting were put up for sale, its entrance has been used by rough sleepers. A notice in the name of Aviva Life and Pensions UK, the owners, was placed at the entrance, requiring the people, many of whom were sleeping rough in tents, to move. A spokesman for Aviva Investors said it was in the process of re-letting the building and had installed hoardings around the store to enable an incoming tenant to do its shop-fitting works. "We appreciate that this affects the individuals who have been sleeping in the BHS doorway and that they have been previously offered beds within local hostels, which we understand they declined," the spokesman said.